Charlie Kirk, The Left Wants to Deconstruct Our Country from Within. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 19, 2019. Turning Point USA, PUSA, founder Charlie Kirk told host Matthew Boyle on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Sunday that the stakes for the upcoming 2020 election have never been higher because the left wants to deconstruct our country from within. This political fight that we're about to engage in ahead of the 2020 election will make 2016 look like a calm political battle, said Charlie Kirk during his Sunday interview with Breitbart News. This is going to be the most consequential, the nastiest, and the most entrenched political fight in history. What people have to realize is that the left is here to deconstruct our country from within, and the stakes have never been higher, continued Kirk. I hope that we realize this is more than just an election. This is a culture war for the battle for the soul of our country. And the winner of it will determine the future of the greatest country ever to exist in the history of the world. Listen below. And we have to be willing to do what you guys do at Breitbart so well, which is to hold the line, because the left is going to come after everything that we hold near and dear, added the TPUSA founder. Kirk also shared his thoughts on Democrat presidential candidates seeming to be engaged in a mass effort to attack not just President Donald Trump but his supporters, specifically. It's never a good political strategy to insult the other side's supporters and then say, hey, vote for me, wait a second, I thought you just called me a racist. We see this all the time, we're the left, they have total contempt for Americans. And it's never a good strategy to insult any sort of group of people. And President Trump is really careful never to do this. He never insults the people that would vote for his opponents. He will go after his opponents, hard, but he would never do that. And that is a key distinction. This is what the left really believes though, continued Kirk. They believe that anyone that dares support a Republican or supports President Trump is less than worthy of being looked at as a decent human being. And that's a really, really concerning thing. Because then all of the sudden, they have a license to shut us up. This opens the door for internet silencing and for tech bias and for using the IRS to investigate political opponents. Noted that TPUSA founder regarding the consequences of conservatives being unjustly labeled evil. The TPUSA founder also mentioned that he sees Democrat presidential candidates declining to condemn Antifa as an extraordinary devolution of American politics. Could you imagine if any Republican dared not to denounce the KKK? Noted Kirk. This would be one of the biggest news stories in the history of politics. And instead, we have an entire community of Democrats running for president that not just refused to denounce it, but at one point, remember, Joe Biden called them courageous. This is the new base, and the new face of the Democrat Party. I like to say, you can't see the face of the Democrat Party because they're all wearing ski masks, quipped the TPUSA founder. The left, they still have not accepted 2016. And it was a legitimate loss, and they will not allow themselves to lose again, concluded Kirk. And so, the only way that we're going to actually be able to, I think, assertively win, is, be unafraid to call out the left for what they really are, which is radical Marxist deconstructionists that want to tear this country from within. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @armastrangelo, on Parler at @alana, and on Instagram.